And hopefully this week will go along as well, go along good as well. Let's get started with some of the top stories here in the news, starting off with, well, first of all, the cold. It still is cold around here. It's 51 degrees, and it's going to get down to the low 30s tonight, but then warm up to about the high 50s tomorrow. It'll be a nice sunny day, actually. It'll be a beautiful day. And then by later in the week, it'll be close to 70. So, you know, getting back to kind of normal temperatures for this area. But yesterday was extremely cold, bitterly cold. Got ice and some freezes and everything. But guess what? It was not the coldest Christmas on record for our area. No, the coldest was back in 1983, the official temperature over at the airport fell down to 11 degrees. And this year, the coldest was 18 degrees, recorded at Northview High School in Bratt. So it was cold, but not the coldest. It was back in 1983. Now, with this cold and the winter storm, I mean, goodness gracious, some of the pictures up north almost seem unbelievable when you look at the amount of snow that that has happened in some places up north. And you know, I've shared before, I lived in Rochester, New York for a few years. After I was there with one of those big snow dumps, I was like, I'm not staying here for another winter. There's no reason to be here for another winter. It's nice in the summers, spring and falls, beautiful in that northern New York area, but it's not worth this winter. I'm out of here. And but it wasn't as bad as what we're seeing happen over the weekend here. And now the death toll I'm seeing across the United States, at least 50 have died from the cold and the snow. And the snow meaning I saw at least two situations where somebody had a heart attack and ambulances were not able to get to them because of the snow. And so they were not able to be saved because of that. So that's why the snow gets involved with that aspect of it. Keeping people shut in so that emergency services can't get to them. Just terrible situation going on up there. Then also, while, you know, we're focused on power outages and stuff because of the cold, we were also having power outages in other places in the state of Washington because of vandalism. Utility substations were vandalized, cutting power to more than 14,000 on Christmas in the state of Washington. And this is, remember it happened like, about a month ago, I guess now, where somebody vandalized a power station over in North Carolina and it knocked power out for a long time. It took them a long time to get the power back up. So this is yet another attack on the power stations. Very odd, right? They had this going on. But I don't know if this is like domestic terrorism or is it just some troublemakers, you know? Holiday travel continues to be a problem as we've seen many, many flights getting canceled. And, you know, we covered on Friday, right? I mean, there was over 5,000 flights canceled. What about today? Well, we are currently at 6,200 delays. 36, almost 3,700 cancellations. Yes, the cancellations are continuing today as well. I have some relatives who got affected by this. They were trying to fly out. Their flights were canceled. They pushed it off till Tuesday, hoping that, because they assumed that there'd probably be cancellations today as well. So they were pushing that off, hoping that there wouldn't be very many cancellations. I have a friend whose relative was supposed to be here by Christmas. Actually, was supposed to be here by Christmas Eve. And her flight was canceled Thursday. Flight was canceled Friday. Flight was canceled Christmas Eve. She's still stuck at her airport. It's been like 4 days. That's like a movie. Like you don't hear about things happening like that, right? It's wow. Southwest Airlines today, 67% of their flights have been canceled. That's 2,730 of the flights have been canceled, and that's from Southwest. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Nothing to slow you down. In our area, our highways are checking in clear on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola, as well as 29 north and southbound lanes are looking good with no accidents, no slowdowns. That's going to be throughout Pensacola, through Cantonment, up to McDavid, and into Century, as well as 98 if you are traveling on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. You're really not going to see anything that's going to show you delays. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, you see an accident, give me a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
A couple other stories here to let you know about. So also with the snow and the cold, there was an avalanche in Austria. And so far, 10 skiers are believed to be missing. I believe they've been found now. Yeah. So all 10 skiers that were missing have been found. Thank goodness for that. Bad avalanche at a ski resort in Austria. China is indeed dealing with yet another COVID crisis. They have packed ICUs, crowded crematoriums, apparently. And some people are stuck in the ER for days. Their hospitals are getting overwhelmed again. I don't know what variant that is or what's going on, but apparently China's getting, you know, and we know they've had this massive lockdown for the country for the past month. I say almost 2 months now at this point is where it's going on to. I guess it didn't work because they're getting overwhelmed. Then Avatar, the movie, Avatar 2, crossing $900 million globally. So it's getting close to $1 billion. So it still did pretty well over the weekend, despite other movies coming out as well. So thought that was kind of interesting, too. All right, coming up here next, we're going to have top trending news with Joe Ford over in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. Hey, the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Florida is hosting its annual signature event, the Big Gala. It's presented by the Pensacola Ice Flyers on Saturday, January 14th. It's their biggest black tie event of the year, and it's going to be at the beautiful Hilton Pensacola Beach. This year's theme, Come Fly With Me, and that's going to celebrate Northwest Florida's rich history in aviation. Guests will be treated to delicious signature cocktails, a gourmet seated dinner, live entertainment, chances to win, live and silent auctions, and more. Brent Lane and Mel McRae from our sister station, Cat Country 98.3, will be the MC, so you know it's going to be a lot of fun. If you want to attend, there's plenty of sponsorship opportunities available. Call Big Brothers Big Sisters at 850-433-KIDS or go to our website, newsradio923.com. And remember, all the proceeds from the Big Gala will support the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Northwest Florida's mission, which is to create and support one-on-one mentoring for relationships for children. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. People living in western New York being told to stay off the roads as snow from a deadly winter storm continues to bury the region. More than two dozen deaths and over 550 rescues reported in the blizzard conditions. China is dropping its quarantine requirement for inbound travelers starting on January 8th. Visitors will no longer have to spend time in quarantine before enjoying their trips. The change comes as China eases its COVID controls put in place 3 years ago. West Point is removing Confederate statues and symbols from its campus. The military academy kicked off the process to either take down or modify displays that memorialize the Confederacy over the holiday break. That includes a portrait of Robert E. Lee wearing a Confederate uniform. And crews will be installing the nearly 200 new Waterford Crystal Triangles on the Times Square New Year's Eve ball tomorrow. They'll form a circle in overlapping hearts for this year's design called Gift of Love.
Oh, very nice. So this is going to be over on top of the building? Or how is this? I'm sure I'm familiar with this.
It's the New Year's Eve ball that falls in Times Square.
Yes. We used to do the Pelican Drop here.
Yeah, we used to do that.
I don't know when that stopped.
I think within the last
Was it a COVID? Was it a COVID thing?
I think so. I know that there, if I recall, may have been some financial issues as well that crept in. Yeah, my memory is not good on that. Brent might be a good person to reach out to on that. But haven't done that. I think
because I always wanted to do the Pelican drop, and I never ever got around to it. I always was doing something else. But at the same time, it's I was like, so it just kind of like left my mind until you just brought that up, and I thought, hey, what happened to our Pelican drop anyway?
Right, so, right, yeah. I know that. I think there was one year where it was, COVID did call it off. If I recall, and I'm doing a little bit of digging as we talk about it, but I don't know. Cat Country has something 4 weeks ago says don't miss the Pelican drop. So I don't know. Maybe it's going back.
Oh, maybe it's back or something then. Okay. I'm not familiar. I haven't heard anything about it. I just know it was going on, and all of a sudden it just seems like it's disappeared.
See, PNJ article from 2019, no more Pitsy Pelican drop is gone.
That was even before the pandemic then.
That article says the event struggled to find success.
So yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think I think
people
I
like me
it.
Who are like, yeah, that'd be neat to go to. And I just, instead I'd watch football.
Right.
So like, yeah, that'd be cool. I'd like to go to that sometime. And then just every year saying that, procrastinating it.
The only year that I went down there, it was the night, I think it was the second year of the college football playoff. And it was, so you had the Alabama was playing Michigan State that night. So that probably contributed to some lower attendance numbers. And so,
definitely
combo of, some COVID and then also some financial issues there.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. All right. Then, crazy weather going on up there up north. What's about the most snow you've been in? Cause you've looked up north before. What's about the most snow that you can remember? Like, yeah, this is ridiculous.
The thing that was ridiculous was having 6 inches of snow, like in June.
Whoa, where was that at?
That was in Iowa. It was like June 2nd. Yeah. There was like 6 inches of snow that fell, and then like 2 days later, it was like 70. It was the stupidest week ever.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything like during the winter. I mean, I remember the cold more than anything, but did you happen to see the videos of the Buffalo Bills players getting back from Chicago and driving away, and there's literally just mountains of snow on their cars as they're leaving.
6 feet of snow on the back of one guy's truck just piled up. And their cars were literally buried. They had to dig their vehicles out of the snow in order to leave the stadium when it was crazy. But I have experienced that. I lived in Rochester almost 30 years ago now, and they got dumped one point. It wasn't quite that much though. That was just an insane amount. And I think some of those are some of the blessings of living down here is like, even though we'll get that cold, like by the end of the week here, we're going to be in the 70s, and it's going to be thunderstorm and everything, but
tell you what,
it's miserable to be in that.
It
kind
felt
of snow.
Balmy coming into the studio today after
The weekend.
Oh yeah, it's like 53 right now. I'm in a button up, man. It's like, this is great.
Exactly.
We can go to the beach when we get done here.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. I saw some people, some of my friends were posting that they were at the beach yesterday, even through the cold. They were like, oh, let's go. They still went to the beach they weren't like beach weather. They just wanted to walk the beach and enjoy the view.
I've long been critical, and I know we got traffic, I've long been critical of the polar plunge that we do here.
Yes.
Because it's not an actual polar plunge. If they wanted to do it right, they would have bumped it up to this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I've been in Chicago where they've had to break the ice on Lake Michigan in order to get into the polar plunge. That's, that's like a legit polar plunge. You have to break the ice in order to perform the event. So that's hilarious. All right, Gracie, what do we have going on with traffic?
This traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. Really not busy on any of our roads day after Christmas. So Pine Forest is looking good. Highway 90 between Pensacola and Pace also checking in clear, and nothing to slow you down on 98. If you do see something on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, got an update on how the holiday sales did. So stick around for that next right here on News Radio 92.3. Call right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. So coming up here in a couple minutes, we'll get your Fox News update followed by your sports hit. And then I want to talk about teens experiencing cyberbullying. Holiday sales were up 7%, over 7%. This year. So despite inflation, and this is, well, let me read the headline from the Associated Press. Quote, holiday sales up 7.6% despite the squeeze of inflation. And last year, or I guess earlier this year, inflation was at 8.5%. Now it's at 7.6%. No, it's still at 8%. And so we saw holiday sales up 7.6%. And I was like, you know what, though? I mean, how much of those sales, because that's just a dollar amount. It's not items, right? We've talked about that before. So if inflation is up 8.5% and holiday sales went up 7.6%, then that means even if people bought the exact same amount of stuff as a year ago, then holiday sales should have been up 8.5%. So since they were down since they were at 7.6%, that's actually holiday sales were down 1%. You see what I'm saying? Like, there was 1% less stuff purchased this year. So it does show that inflation is starting to affect people. Instead of buying the same amount of goods that they bought last year, they had to spend money on something else. Maybe bills, something like that. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I know we're about to have our sports hit here in a minute, but I saw this story pertaining to Shaquille O'Neal. He's one of the few people like I follow on Instagram and stuff because one is, I think he's a good person. The guy just, the more interviews I've seen with him, the more things I've seen him do as far as his charity work goes and things, it's in his entrepreneurial work. It's admirable. Two is he's funny. And three, he's kind of a freak of nature, like physically. The guy is 7 foot tall, muscular. When he was young, he was also very athletic. It's just, he's a freak of nature physically. And apparently he just had recently dropped 40 pounds. I saw this article, like Shaq drops 40 pounds very easily. He says the weight just fell off. Well, how did the weight fall off? And he says a friend of his called him, says, hey, it looks like you're getting a little too heavy. So he said he started eating right, basically. He says he always exercises, but he ramped up his exercise routine just a little bit. And then started to eat better. He says once I started eating better, the weight just fell off. So here's the thing. He dropped 40 pounds and looks fairly fit, really. I mean, when you look at pictures of the pictures of him, you're like, oh yeah, he looks like he's looking in slimmer shape. He weighs 365 pounds. He dropped 40 pounds, looks fairly trim And I mean, looks muscular, but he doesn't look like super heavy. Dropped 40 pounds and weighs 365. Okay, what did I say about him being physically freak of nature? Yeah, he's a freak of nature. He went from 401 to 365. People are like, well, you look like you lost weight. He's like, yeah, I did. Lost 40 pounds. And 40 pounds is like, he weighs 365. He says he's looking to try to lose another 20. You know, when we talk about New Year's goals and everything, and people trying to lose weight, it's just another level with that guy. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So top three stories here for you, and then we'll get to your sports hit. Starting off with the death toll is rising around the nation due to the cold and the snow. The last look, it looks like there's about 50, more than 50 people who have passed away because of the cold and the snow. So it's rough up north, really rough when it comes to all of that. Then other top three story, another unfortunately death related story, or actually but all three of them today are, but one of them is one person here in Pensacola was killed after being hit by a train on Scenic Highway. And Joe's been covering that story in the news. And then 106,000, that's the number of drug overdose deaths that occurred this past year. 106,000 drug overdose deaths. That is yet another record as it continues to go up. So unfortunate stories right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
Monday Night Football tonight. Got the Chargers against the Indianapolis Colts on ESPN. It's going to be at 7:15, of course. And then NBA is going to be on NBA TV at 6 o'clock with the Brooklyn Nets against the Cleveland Cavaliers, followed by the Charlotte Hornets against the Portland Trailblazers. We do have a bowl game on right now, and it's in the fourth. Yeah, 5 minutes left, almost 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. New Mexico State University is beating Bowling Green State University 24-19. New Mexico State has the ball, and it's 3rd and 9 right now. That game, once again, is on ESPN. Then that about covers us on the games on television right now. In sports news, big news today, Broncos have gone ahead and fired their head coach, Nathaniel Hackett. Season's not even over yet, and they've just got rid of him. It's just been an abysmal season. They haven't been able to do anything with Russell Wilson, with him being the new quarterback, and it's not been good. Then the Eagles' offensive line is going to lose Lane Johnson, one of their offensive linemen, for the rest of the regular season. That's a rough one. Mike White will start at quarterback for the Jets in Week 17 against the Seahawks. Even though he has a rib injury, he's been cleared to play in that game. Look, their playoff contentions are on the line here, and they don't have enough trust in Zach Wilson, or I can't even remember the third string quarterback guy at this point. Then Washington Commanders still haven't decided yet on who their starting quarterback will be for their final game here, either Carson Wentz or Heinicke. And then also when it comes to quarterbacks, ex-Texas quarterback Card. Remember, he entered the transfer portal. We know where he's going now. He's going to head over to Purdue. And it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are checking in clear. Really nothing to slow you down on I-10 or I-110 throughout Pensacola, as well as 9 Mile Road, Scenic Highway, Cervantes, and Mobile Highway also checking in clear. And Highway 90 from Pensacola heading towards Pace on the bridge, not showing delays. See something else on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Oh, I also forgot to bring this one up. Tua Tagovailoa from the Dolphins is back in concussion protocol. That is not good. He has had he's been in concussion protocol a lot this season. And so that is not healthy for him to be going through all of that. All right. I wanted to bring this story up. Nearly half of high school kids say that they have experienced cyberbullying. Nearly half. And, you know, it's a different era than what you and I grew up in. I know, I mean, look, I experienced bullying growing up. You know, I don't think you can ever get away from kids being bullies. That's just part of growing up, I feel. But the cyberbullying is different, because the bullying that would occur for many, you know, for you and I when we were growing up, it would basically end when we got off the school bus, for the most part. I know there are some rare exceptions, some other ones where maybe a neighborhood kid was a bully, but that still would end when you went home. You know, if you're being bullied at school, the bullying ended once you got on the school bus and went home. If the bullying happened on the school bus, the bullying was over. At least you got a respite every day. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't an over. It was just, but at least it was over for the day. And then, you know, you dread going back on the school bus the next day, or going back to school the next day, because you're dreading that you might run into the bully. And so you try to do what you could to avoid the bully. And so hopefully you didn't have classes with them, or maybe you go in different halls. Look, I understand these things. By the way, that was not really me. I was more the guy that, if you're going to bully me, I'm going to punch you in the throat. But still, I would still get bullied. I understand what it is. And I understand the temptation to go, I'm going to go down a different hallway so I don't see the bully. I understand the temptation of, I remember I think I was nine. I was somewhere between 8 and 10 years old, and I was getting bullied on the school bus. Some kids would kept pulling my hair. They would steal my hat. They would steal like my backpack. They would do all these other things like this. And they were older kids. And I remember going home, and I was just bawling my eyes out. My dad gets home from work. My mom sends him into my room and says, you know, go talk to your son. He's inconsolable. Something's going on. He won't talk to me. Dad comes in there, talks to me, you know, what's going on? And I explained to him, all these kids are bullying me and everything like that. And he was trying to, well, you know, you gotta look past them, you know, do this or do that and everything. And then I shared with him what was bothering me so bad was that I couldn't do anything. And he's like, what do you mean you can't do anything? Cause he was just saying, you gotta defend yourself. I said, I can't, Dad, I'm gonna get in trouble. He said, well, you gotta defend yourself sometimes, son. And I was like, I don't want to get in trouble. And because what I want to do is I want to just punch him. And my dad was finally, it's like, it's okay to defend yourself. And I remember the tears drying up and going, I can? You won't punish me if I fight for myself? And he was like, no, if kids are pulling your hair and they're stealing your backpack and doing all this stuff, you have the right to defend yourself. And if you get in trouble from school, we'll support you. That was it, man. That was it. Like, I didn't have to worry about bullying anymore. I still got bullied because it just happens. But then I knew what to do. I could do that. But no matter what, I got a respite. Kids today don't get the respite. You know what I mean? Like, they go to school. They might get the bully at school. They go on the school bus. They check their TikTok or their Instagram or whatever, and they got DMs in there from the bully. Or they're tagged on posts from the bully. Then they go home at night. You know, they go home after school. And instead of getting a respite and just enjoying family time, they go on to check their emails, and they're seeing messages from the bully. It's just like, wow, they just don't get a break. I think that's the danger of the cyberbullying that makes it different than what you and I experienced. Because we could just go down a different hallway. We could maybe talk mom into driving us to school instead of riding the bus. We, you know, there was things we could do, and we always got a respite, because at least once we got home, we're just playing Nintendo or Sega or Xbox or whatever it might have been. We didn't see that bully anymore. We got hours and hours of respite from them. Cyberbullying, it's just nonstop. And I think that's the reason why cyberbullying has become such a big issue. That's just my thoughts. If you have any thoughts, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Yeah, very sad situation going on up north. By the way, I just did a refresh, and we have over 3,700 flights canceled now in the United States today. So it just continues to be just a massive travel nightmare if you're traveling to and from any place now. All right. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Plus, what do you like as far as frozen pizza goes? I notice I've been eating a lot of frozen pizza over the holidays. What's your favorite frozen pizza? We'll talk about that coming up next. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I've noticed I've been eating a lot of frozen pizza over the last couple of weeks. It's just easy go to, you know, and you're busy, you're overwhelmed doing things. And what frozen pizzas do you recommend? Do you like out there? There's a poll that was done trying to find the best frozen pizzas. We'll get into that in just a little bit. First, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Bobby, at least 55 people dead after a brutal winter storm slammed communities across the country over the holiday weekend. Many people buried in the snow, at least 25 dead in western New York alone. In Paris, an alleged shooter accused of killing three people at a Kurdish cultural center indicted. Authorities announced a 69-year-old facing charges, including murder and attempted murder with a racist motive. That happened Friday. A voter-approved gun background check law could go into effect next week in Oregon. A judge says he'll decide by next Tuesday whether to lift his ban on the new law. Voters approved the plan to require all background checks be completed before guns can be sold. And a woman in Louisville playing the white elephant gift at her holiday party at work turned into a pretty lucky one. Happened on December 13th. She had a TJ Maxx gift card stolen from her, and Lori Janes ended up going with $25 worth of scratch-off tickets. One of them won her $175,000. So I'd say that worked out well.
Yeah, that worked out really good. That's nice. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. By the way, Joe, do you have a favorite frozen pizza?
My go-to is usually DiGiorno or Tombstone.
Okay.
Yeah, there's
I actually don't do the Tombstone very often. Which Tombstone one do you like? What flavors or whatever?
I think it's like four cheese and then just like the sausage pepperoni. I'm a pretty basic guy when it comes to pizzas, so okay. Yeah, just basic cheese or just something
go
like
with
that.
Basic cheese. I got you. All right.
What's on the list? Is that what do they say?
DiGiorno's from experts. Experts say that DiGiorno's is tops. And I guess these are pizza experts. I didn't realize there was such a thing as a pizza expert. But DiGiorno's comes in tops, followed by Newman's Own Pizza, which I also don't think I've ever had. Screaming Sicilian Pizza came in third. Oh, yeah, that's a pretty good one. Tony's is fourth. Red Baron, fifth. And okay. They just did the top five is all they did. So I like, was it Freschetta's?
Okay.
The Freschetta's pizza I think is pretty good, too. There's some new stuff out there. There's actually, here's one that surprises me. So there's one out there now. I can't even remember what it's called because it's so new. But it's based on, it's like the pizza from Stranger Things. And so whatever the pizza company in Stranger Things, Walmarts around the country randomly sell like the pizza from that thing. And it's actually a really good pizza. The crust is very good and the flavors are good in it. So,
And you know,
I can't
you can
what,
get
what that one's called.
Yeah, you can get a lot of stuff now from like places, you know, like back home. Donato's in Ohio was really popular. I know Walmart sells those. Home Run Inn, a very famous Chicago restaurant.
Oh, yes.
You can get those at Publix. So you're seeing more and more of that too, where, you know, 10 years ago it wasn't possible to get Home Run Inn unless you were in Chicago. It's not the same as being in Chicago, of course, but you know, you can still get that homey taste if that's your thing.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I find as well. All right. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Really nothing to slow us down with I-10 and I-110 checking in clear, as well as Highway 90. Highway 90 throughout Pensacola, as well as in between Pace in Pensacola and throughout Milton, looking good. If you do see something on the road, see an accident, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So I got another text here, says Palermo Primo thin crust, five cheese frozen pizza. It's BOGO now at Publix. That's their favorite. So, yes, you know, I'm not a huge thin crust fan, but every now and then there's certain types of thin crust that I like. I just don't like it when it's like cracker crust type like style, but I don't know. Sometimes you get some pretty good stuff out there.
And I feel like with the thin crust, this might just be me. It's easier to burn being a frozen pizza. So then it's like really crackery.
Yep, that's what I find too, yeah. And Gracie, you sent me, what's your favorite pizza?
Yeah, I don't know what this is, but I know it's, I think it's like a Sam's Club kind of pizza. It is so good. They have all these crazy flavors. Their stuffed crust is good. It always
Sam's
bakes
choice.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
That's Walmart brand.
Yeah. It's yeah, so that, good.
That's Walmart brand pizza. And it's really surprisingly good. Now, and you're right. They come out with stuffed crust. And to me, it's just, well, he actually did a stuffed crust pizza, like, sampling thing as a family, me and my daughter. And the Sam's Choice one ended up beating, like, all, even beat DiGiorno's. It beat all kinds of other ones. So
that pizza is the reason I had the Freshman 15 in college. Is that?
Oh, gotcha. The Buffalo style chicken pizza.
Oh,
one?
Yeah, it's so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll do you. That'll do you. Here's another that says, I'd usually just do the Tombstone pepperoni, but then add some extra sauce and mozzarella. Yes, it's good pizza for $5 to $6. And that is one thing. Like, if I have extra mozzarella cheese, no matter what pizza I get, I just add extra mozzarella, and it makes a big difference. Yeah. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right. This one here is a guy got fired from his job because he doesn't have enough fun, essentially. Basically, this company had required parties, like, on Fridays. And you were required to attend the party where, you know, drinking and the whole thing's like this. Well, this guy doesn't drink, and so he didn't feel comfortable going to these parties, so he didn't want to go, and they fired him for it. And so he sued the company. If he wins, he could win nearly $479,000 in damages. But wow, just the fact that he would get fired because he doesn't want to go to their drinking parties. Oh well, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.